Because He Got High, this is Spoilers, episode 60 for February 21st, 2013.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another.
La la da 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 da. La da da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Spoilers, episode 60. My name is Ben Garland, I am one of the hosts of this great podcast. I'm joined by my awesome partner, Graham Matthews. What's going on, man?
How's it going, Ben? Doing great today. Ready to discuss everything from Elimination Chamber to the subsequent episode of Monday Night Raw to Jack Swagger's shocking rush in this past week, as well as the all-new WWE Championship belt. All that and more to come tonight on Spoilers number 60.
Indeed, indeed. Let's talk about the Jack Swagger first, because this is the big news that's going on. Tuesday night after SmackDown taping, Jack Swagger was arrested in Mississippi he was pulled over for speeding in Mississippi, where it was found that he was high and had marijuana on him. So he was charged with possession of marijuana, driving under the influence, and for speeding. So that's three different misdemeanors under Mississippi law, and now his future's kind of up in the air. So we're looking at this. He's 2 days removed from winning the Elimination Chamber and getting the number one contendership to Alberto Del Rio's World Heavyweight Championship. Well, what is your opinion on all this?
What an idiot. I mean, the guy's in the midst of the biggest push that he's ever going to receive after, I mean, the push that he received 3 years ago, and I'll get to that in a minute, was not his fault. Being deep pushed after losing the world championship, was never featured in the main event picture again after he lost the world championship in mid-2010. Now he's finally given one more chance at the World Heavyweight Championship and then screws it up following the SmackDown taping on Tuesday night. So it's all his fault, in my opinion. WWE has yet to issue a statement on their official website, so I find that pretty shocking. And the big question right now is whether he's going to be making it to WrestleMania to headline the event with Del Rio over the World Heavyweight Championship. Personally, I know many other people are enraged about this. I know some people, or JCD last week, called in the Spoilers and said that he predicted a Swagger versus Del Rio match at the World Championship at WrestleMania. I brushed it off. I did not think we'd be seeing that, but going to Elimination Chamber, I did not see Swagger. I was pleasantly surprised to see him win over guys like Randy Orton, who didn't need the victory. I would have liked to see Jericho win. As we were talking about before last week, I would have liked to see Jericho versus Ziggler for the World Championship. I don't even know if we're giving the match at all at this point, but going back to Jack Swagger, I was willing to give this match a chance. Now, my only issue with seeing Swagger versus Del Rio, aside from the legal issues and whatnot, is the fact that neither guy is extremely over at this point in time. Del Rio turned face no more than 2 months ago, and he's just slowly getting over as a babyface. He needs someone that he can work with, that he can get over with, someone like Big Show, who he tapped out clean on Sunday's Elimination Chamber event in what was a very enjoyable match, aside from that brief bucket botch. But going back to Jack Swagger, he just came back 3 weeks ago. If you had told me at that point in time, or 3 weeks ago, that Jack Swagger, a man who hasn't been on television in 5 months, would be headlining WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship, I would have never believed you. So with that being said, I don't think he's ready. Just I like his new manager, Zeb Coulter, his new music, his new look, the renaming of his finisher, the Patriot Act. I think it's a vast improvement over what he was doing 5 months ago. He's a very talented athlete inside the ring. But, you know, even still, Jack Swagger was given the opportunity of a lifetime, and he screwed it up. But even that aside, I don't think he was ready to be competing for the World Championship at WrestleMania. And by this point in time, we don't even know what the other big matches for WrestleMania are. I mean, I said this a few days earlier. I just said this yesterday, but last year we got Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus for the World Heavyweight Championship. Not a huge matchup, and not a match that people would look at that match and say, this is the reason why I'm buying WrestleMania. But I'm talking about aside from the whole 18 seconds and going into the event. But we had other top matches last year, including Rock, Cena, Triple H, Taker, and Punk versus Jericho. So Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan for the World Championship doesn't need to be a big matchup. At this point in time, we have no idea what we're getting at WrestleMania. So this matchup was seen as one of the top three matches at WrestleMania. Swagger in that position, I don't think was, not saying that he wasn't deserving at this point in time, he's not, but I don't think he was fitting of being in that position at this point in time. Maybe at SummerSlam, going for the World Championship, I would have liked to see him versus Del Rio at Mania, just non-title, not the World Championship. As I was saying before, I wanted Ziggler to cash in. Sadly, not the case at this point, but factoring in the whole what happened on Tuesday night, again, as I said before, the whole big question is whether he's going to be dropping his opportunity to go to WrestleMania, or they'll just brush it off or incorporate into the storyline, which is the one giant mess. I don't know if they're going to be doing that, but I'm extremely interested to see what they do with Jack Swagger. I, for one, would just like to see Del Rio versus Mark Henry at WrestleMania, or Del Rio versus Orton, have Orton go heel. Again, it's all up in the air at this point in time. I'm just really interested in what they're going to do going forward. And also, on a side note, yesterday on Twitter when the news broke of Jack Swagger's arrest, the hilarious trend, hashtag weed the people, was going around. Laughing my ass off. It was hysterical.
Oh, that was the greatest Twitter trend I've seen in a long time. The way I kind of look at it, you brought up the idea of the WWE actually incorporating it into the storyline. And the way I look at it, right now they're already getting flack from a lot of conservative news outlets for the way that Cyrus has been portraying his character, making fun of the tea party and everything. And while that's fine to just brush aside, people are going to get offended anyway, especially if you're targeting one political party. But if you incorporate something like this, an arrest of driving under the influence and possession of marijuana, if you incorporate that into a storyline, especially with the character he's been running, then WWE's not going to get a lot of negative press, not just from the conservative news outlets, but from a lot of places. And so, and I think Vince was happy with the press that he was getting from the conservative news outlets. But if he rolls with it, I think they're going to get a lot more negative press, and that's not the kind of press that Vince necessarily wants. The way I kind of look at it is that Swagger, 2 days removed from the biggest win of his career outside of the Money in the Bank championship victory back when he won the World Heavyweight Championship, this is the biggest victory of his career, but 2 days later he goes and drives while high and in possession of marijuana. In my opinion, that's just kind of the dumbest thing that you could do, regardless of if he had won or not. When you're a public figure and you get arrested for that, it's going to be publicized throughout all the wrestling fans' Twitters and TMZ and everything. It's going to be very bad. It's going to be very bad towards your image. And now people are going to look at him and think Rob Van Dam or Jeff. Well, maybe not necessarily as bad as the Hardys, but definitely someone like Rob Van Dam, whose image is kind of marred from his incident back in 2006 with all of the marijuana, incidents that he had. So I just thought it was an incredibly stupid move for him.
Absolutely, and you mentioned it yourself in regards to the racist remarks that he made on Monday's Raw. Personally, I didn't find them all that bad, but the conservative news outlets on Tuesday or Monday night or whatever it was took it into a bad light. But as you were saying, good publicity or any publicity at all is good publicity for WWE in this sense. I mean, Jack Swagger was just doing his job as a heel. He was doing it effectively, as was Zeb Coulter, and getting them heat. As I said before, Jack Swagger hasn't meant anything since he won the World Championship, and even then he didn't even mean much. So going back on that point, he didn't have much heat going into this World Championship match with Del Rio, which is why I didn't want to see this match in the first place. However, his promo on Monday, his State of the Union address aside, going alongside Zeb Coulter, garnered major heat from the live crowd. So that was nicely done, too. And I guess you can't, as long as they don't go over the top of this, and again, aside from the arrest thing, as long as they don't go over the top with his gimmick now, the whole against Mexicans thing, I'm fine with it. But as long as they don't go over the top with it, because WWE sometimes has a tendency to go over the top of things, bring them to unnecessary measures, and which is something I really don't want to see them do with Jack Swagger and kind of ruin a good talent. Same with Zeb Coulter. Excellent on the mic. He's done his job effectively since he joined Jack Swagger just a mere 2-3 weeks ago. So I'm looking forward to what they do with those guys if they aren't suspended. But then again, yes, as you were saying before, the news outlets thing with the remarks that he made on Monday's Raw is fine. The news outlets in regards to the TMZ posting on his arrest and whatnot is not good publicity, and you cannot put a pothead in one of your top head or in one of your top matches at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship. It just would not look good whatsoever. So, and personally, again, as I said before, I'm personally fine if you got taken off the WrestleMania card. We have weeks up until WrestleMania 29, so, I mean, we have quite a bit of time in order to, or reports indicated today that they are undergoing booking changes, or potentially, so if that was the case, I'd be fine with that. Again, as I said before, I'd much rather see Ziggler versus Jericho, although it would make much sense at this point to give Ziggler the World Championship and just have him cash in randomly and then have Jericho be named the number one contender. That would have been better suited on Sunday night, but even still, they got to do something about it. They just can't let it slide. And they can't wait until after WrestleMania to punch him. That's just way too long. They can't drag out another month from it and have him lose a world championship match in 2 or 3 minutes or job him out in 17 seconds at WrestleMania and then just punish him the next night. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, but you could potentially have Mark Henry on Monday's Raw come out and destroy Jack Swagger, enter him into the Hall of Pain, and then have Mark Henry take his place at WrestleMania. That makes much more sense because at this point in time, nobody is set in stone for a match at WrestleMania, not even Rock and Cena. We'll get to that in a little bit, but none of the matches on WrestleMania card this year are set in stone, which is something very unlike WWE, because by this point, we are usually have a clear view of what's going to be happening at WrestleMania 29. We're already past the Elimination Chamber, and we have absolutely no idea what they're doing at WrestleMania. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but in regards to the championship match, they still have quite a bit of time in order to change it up. And if they do end up changing it up, I would be happy with that because, again, as good of a match as Del Rio versus Swagger could be, the feud itself is just not lighting the world on fire, so I could be completely content if they switched it up to something like Henry versus Del Rio or Orton versus Del Rio if Orton wants to go heel in that sense or Ziggler versus Jericho if they went off the tracks a little bit. But, again, I'm looking forward to what they do or how they address this because I think it's that WWE has yet to address it. It's been 24 hours and they haven't done anything about it yet, which is kind of making a lot of people suspicious if they're going to be doing anything at all. So hopefully they do address it and they give Jack Swagger some sort of punishment because letting him off the hook is kind of a double standard with guys like Randy Orton, who got suspended last year for 60 days, R-Truth, who was suspended for 30 days in late 2011 after competing in that tag main event match with Awesome Truth against Rock and Cena. They suspended him like the next night. But again, you can't wait another month. Spend Jack Swagger, that's way too long. So, again, I'm just looking forward to how they punish Jack Swagger, and hopefully they take some action, because if they don't, that's just wrong on WWE's part.
One of the things that people have said against this is that people have been pulled over for DUIs before, and while they've been suspended, they've never been, like, fired or anything. And my response to this is that the WWE needs to change their precedent because of that attitude. With people like Orton or Evan Bourne or Rob Van Dam or the Hardys, the WWE needs to change the precedent because now you've got people like Swagger who's thinking, okay, I can still go out and get high and drive and I won't face any consequences other than a suspension because the WWE doesn't come down too hard on that. I think the WWE really needs to set a precedent here with Jack Swagger and let the other wrestlers know that this is not okay. One, because especially if you're going to get high and drive, that's just incredibly dangerous to both yourself and other motorists around you. He could have gotten in a very bad accident, could have harmed someone else on the road, whatever. The biggest part of this is that there's been rumors that he's had trouble with this before, and he's looking at the precedent that WWE has set, and he's thinking that he's not going to get that big of consequences because people have been allowed to come back. And I think with Jack Swagger, WWE needs to set a precedent and come down hard on him. I think they should take him off the WrestleMania card. I think they should suspend him because he did have multiple misdemeanors, 3 misdemeanors, according to Mississippi law. I think that they should give him a 60-day suspension, make him miss WrestleMania, and then keep him in the doghouse for a long time. This is the attitude that WWE needs to change, because the rest, these wrestlers are public figures. There's a lot of people who are going to recognize that TMZ is going to pick up on this. And it's very bad press for WWE when that happens. And so I really think that the WWE needs to set a precedent here with Jack Swagger.
Yeah, completely agreed. And again, there's guys like Randy Orton, R-Truth, guys like that have some of the consequences in the past. And like you were saying with the DUI arrest, we got Cameron and Caitlin arrested last year, and some people were saying, well, they weren't suspended. And I think Cameron was suspended. Caitlin wasn't, but Cameron was for about 30 days, 15 days or something like that. But this is much more serious than that, because he got high while he was driving, which is even worse. So, and as they were saying before, yeah, as you were just saying too, you need to set a precedent. You can't let it slide. You need to do something to set the standards for everybody and not just let it slide just because he's in a WrestleMania matchup. So with that being said, what they're going to do to Jack Swagger, I have no idea. I don't think it's right to fire him. I think it's taking a little bit too far. Although they have the legal option to do so, it's in the wellness policy that they're capable of firing him. It's okay to fire Jack Swagger, but is that the route they should take? No, but suspending him, I think, is. So it's going to be interesting. As long as they don't go, I mean, firing is a little unnecessary. Suspending him, yes. And they're not going to bring him back in time for WrestleMania. That's just dumb. You're not going to do that. Just have him off the card for WrestleMania. Remember Randy Orton, when he got suspended last year, and again, his offense was a serious Swagger's, but Randy Orton last year, when he was suspended for the 60 days that he was unable to work for 1,000 in his hometown. So with that being said, I think Jack Swagger should suffer worse punishment by missing WrestleMania, that big WrestleMania payday. And also, speaking of Randy Orton, something that just came to my mind today, if they were to have Randy Orton work the WrestleMania match instead of Jack Swagger, my personal opinion, I would find that a bit hypocritical, because again, as I just said, Orton was in the he was violated for his second wellness policy offense last year for the marijuana thing as well, something along those lines. So putting a fellow pothead in the WrestleMania main event for the World Championship, I think it would be a bit hypocritical, but again, that's only my 2 cents. I'm not just saying that because I'm not a huge fan of face Randy Orton, because he does turn heel at some point in time, and he's not doing anything at the moment anyway, but with that being said, I'm just looking forward to how they handle the match at WrestleMania, because, and again, I'm completely okay if they were to that match off the card. He deserves it. He does not deserve to be a wrestler at this point in time, and if they let it slide, that would be completely wrong on WWE's part. But with that being said, we do have a caller on the line, area code 626, if you'd like to state your name, where you're from, and your comments on Jack Swagger's situation.
Hi, my name's David.
Hey, how's it going, David?
Pretty good yourself?
Doing good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago, and I was listening about the whole debate with Jack Swagger on his consequences come WrestleMania. And, you know, I think the logical, well, in my opinion, the logical sense to me would be I would put Ziggler in the match. And not even as a, the route they seem to be going with is Jericho Ziggler, apparently, but not for the title, just a regular match. And maybe this could be this could be Jericho's way of putting over Ziggler and have Ziggler cash in later. But if anyone, I would say, like, the best route would be to turn Randy Orton heel as the weeks go by leading to WrestleMania and have him go against Del Rio. I mean, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. I think that's long overdue for a Randy Orton heel turn. He hasn't been heel in about 3 years at this point. But again, I think it wouldn't be the best option to put him in the World Championship match since, I mean, that's only my 2 cents on the fact that he was suspended last year, so putting someone who had a similar offense to Jack Swagger in the main event of WrestleMania for the World Championship wouldn't make that much sense. But that aside, if you were to put Randy Orton in the World Championship match, he hasn't been world champion since late 2011. I think it's a bit overdue for him to be world champion. He's been irrelevant since he dropped the World Championship. He's paid his dues in putting over a lot of people, from Randy Orton to Mark Henry to Big Show to quite a few other people over the last year and a half. So seeing him in the World Championship, at World Championship match at WrestleMania wouldn't bother me. I would have been against that maybe a few months ago because I did not want to see him versus Orton versus Sheamus for the upteenth time after we saw that many times for the last 3 years. But at this point in time, I'd be completely content with him versus Del Rio with the roles reversed after their feud last year. But this time, Del Rio's the face, Orton's the heel, and this time it's over the World Championship. And again, Swagger didn't have that star power to begin with, so I don't think they'd be selling many tickets to go to WrestleMania. I mean, you're going to be watching it anyway, but it's not the most appealing match on paper, and Del Rio versus Orton for the World Championship is a match that I'd much rather see than Swagger versus Del Rio at this point in time.
Yeah, I mean, my point was that the Swagger and Del Rio feud is something they could have done without the title being involved.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was saying before, too.
I mean, like, they were going in that direction anyway, because we were all pretty confident Ziggler was going to cash in at Elimination Chamber, but it didn't happen. And then the typical route, they were pretty much teasing a Del Rio Swagger feud, so that feud was going to happen regardless, but like I said, it's something they could have done without the title, and it still would have made perfect sense as a feud, as a build-up.
Absolutely. As I said before, Jack Swagger is not a legitimate threat to the world champion at this point in time. Even if the match does happen, no one's going to believe that Swagger is walking out with the world championship. If anything, Del Rio would retain the world championship, and then Dolph Ziggler would cash in. If Dolph Ziggler doesn't cash in at WrestleMania, I have no idea when he will. That's the perfect stage for it. I mean, it's long overdue. He should have cashed in months ago, but if they still do the Jericho versus Ziggler match, I mean, that was a match that they teased a few weeks ago, but after this week's Raw, I'm not even sure. They're teasing now a Ryback versus the Jericho match, but as I said earlier in the show, I don't even know what they're doing in WrestleMania with quite a few of their stars. So as long as we get Ziggler versus Jericho and then we get Del Rio versus Orton or something along those lines, I'd be content with that because Randy Orton hasn't been featured in a prominent WrestleMania match since 25 when he faced Triple H for the WWE title. Every Mania since then, he's been in some sort of throwaway match with guys like Punk, last year Kane when he lost, and he faced Legacy at 26, all matches that are completely forgettable. So hopefully he is featured in a more prominent role in 29, possibly over the World Championship. I would have no problem with that. But, yeah, Jack Swagger versus Del Rio over the World Championship. It doesn't need to happen regardless of whether it's over – it doesn't need to be over the World Championship is what I'm saying, like you said. So hopefully we get that feud at some point when Jack Swagger comes back because Zip Coulter is doing wonders for Jack Swagger's mic work. So hopefully we get that feud at some point. It's not over the World Championship because Swagger does not stand a chance against the World Champion at this point in time because no one's going to believe that he's going to be taking the World Championship from Del Rio.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, guys. Well, nice chatting. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. So, yeah, now we kind of have to look at what the WWE is going to do at WrestleMania. Personally, I'm in favor of two different things. One is Mark Henry versus Alberto Del Rio at WrestleMania. The second would be Randy Orton heel turn to the Rio WrestleMania because that kills two birds with one stone. One, it takes the place of Swagger and also gives Orton a new kind of heel. Give something that at least I have been wanting for a long time, and that's for Orton to turn heel because I think he's an infinitely better character as a heel. And so I'd rather he makes the heel turn because he's a lot more interesting that way.
Yeah, definitely agreed. Another possibility is Del Rio versus Ziggler versus Jericho. That's another match someone suggested to me earlier today. Either you have Ziggler cash in now or he announces that he's going to cash in at WrestleMania, and then I don't know how you get Jericho in the title picture, but you squeeze him in there somehow, and then you get a triple threat over the World Championship, so we still get Ziggler versus Jericho in some form or fashion while also including the World Champion Del Rio. So again, after Monday's Raw, I have no idea. Most of the matches are just randomized at this point in time because from what Monday's Raw indicated, we're going to be getting Mark Henry versus The Great Khali, The Miz versus Antonio Cesaro for the U.S. Championship, and maybe Ryback versus Chris Jericho. Three matches I would never, ever want to see at WrestleMania. I'd much rather see Dolph Ziggler versus Jericho, Del Rio versus Orton or Henry versus Ryback. would also work too. And then I don't know what you do with Big Show or all those stars. But, yeah, again, this upcoming edition of Monday Night Raw is going to be huge. They've got the John Cena versus CM Punk match. We're going to finally see who's going to be in the championship match at WrestleMania, if it's going to be a triple threat or a singles match. Pretty sure it's going to be a singles match, but and then you just go CM Punk versus Taker. If Taker doesn't appear in this upcoming episode of Monday Night Raw, then he's not coming back at all. And we'll also find out the fallout from the Jack Swagger situation, because he's going to be on this week's SmackDown, but again, this week's SmackDown was a tape before the whole incident, so we're just going to have to wait and see. Monday's Raw is going to be huge in terms of what we're going to be getting at WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, it would be pretty weird if they had the fallout from something that happened after the taping on SmackDown, although that'd be pretty innovative if they could figure out a way to do that. So, but it'll be interesting. We'll probably get our first glimpse of what they're going to do on Monday. WWE might make an announcement on their website or their corporate page this week going up into the show. But I think Monday seems to be the first thing we see, the first time we see anything from the WWE, whether they're going to go with him for WrestleMania or not. All right, so do you have any more comments, or should we move on to Elimination Chamber?
Nope, yeah, I'm ready to move on to Chamber.
All right, live from New Orleans, we're at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. The pre-show, Rhodes Scholar taking on Tenzai and Brodus Clay win this, and then the pay-per-view starts. World Heavyweight title match versus the Del Rio win that after a show has to tap out to the cross arm breaker. Then we have the United States title match. Winner by disqualification is Antonio Cesaro. After Cesaro made it look like Miz went below the belt, then we had the Elimination Chamber match, Jericho versus Kane versus Daniel Bryan versus Mark Henry versus Randy Orton and Jack Swagger. Very, very good match to determine the number one contender. Jack Swagger, of course, wins this match. And then the next match, six-man tag team match, Shield versus John Cena, Ryback and Sheamus. We have the Shield winning this one in a bit of a controversial finish. So we have Kofi Kingston taking on Dolph Ziggler, a short match. Ziggler wins this one. Divas title match, Tamina versus Caitlyn. Caitlyn won that, retaining her championship. And the final match of the night, CM Punk taking on The Rock. And The Rock wins this, and he is going to WrestleMania 29 as the WWE champion. So what did you think of the final pay-per-view for WrestleMania?
Overall, I thought this is a very great show. I was very impressed with this event overall. Going into it, I had high standards, or I had high expectations, and I thought it delivered. From the main event, CM Punk and The Rock being better than their Royal Rumble matchups or the Elimination Chamber matchup itself, between all the stars of SmackDown and Raw with Jack Swagger emerging victorious. I thought that was great. And the Shield's victory was very, very shocking. Enjoyed that. There was just a lot of things to be happy about following this Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event. Unfortunately, the subsequent episode of Raw did not deliver in terms of a post-show. But aside from that, Chamber itself was a very enjoyable show. Really, really, really entertained by it. So hopefully, and it set the tone for WrestleMania as well. Enjoyed a lot of the matches, and it was probably the best Elimination Chamber pay-per-view that we've ever done since its inception in 2010. 2010 was a mediocre show, same thing with last year. 2011's event, I was personally biased towards that one. I love that event, but I think this one surpassed that one just by a smidge. I enjoyed all the matches on Sunday. The WWE Championship match was much better than the Royal Rumble encounter. The World Championship match between Del Rio and Big Show kicking off the show. Aside from the brief bucket botch, I thought it was a very well-wrestled matchup. The Chamber matchup was great, as well as the six-man tag team match. So I thought it was a very good event. A lot of people may not agree, but I was entertained by it, and I'm looking forward to where do they go from this point following the Elimination Chamber event.
Yeah, it certainly set up a couple of matches. The Rock, of course, is going to WrestleMania. We all knew The Rock was going to go to WrestleMania, and he's going as the WWE champion. Who he'll face, though, is kind of up in the air, especially after Monday, but we'll get to that later. And then Alberto Del Rio retained his World Heavyweight Championship, rather. He's going to WrestleMania as the World Heavyweight Champion. Jack Swagger won the Elimination Chamber, but, of course, his rest throws a wrench into things. So while Elimination Chamber started a lot of potential WrestleMania feud, the Raw and then Swagger's arrest kind of messed everything up. So we still got about little less than 6 weeks to go until the show, and it'll be very interesting to see how they progress from here, filling in the rest of the card, because of course it's a 4-hour show, so there's more matches, but matches are longer. It's going to be a pretty good show. I'm really excited. The one thing that really surprised me was the Shield giving the victory over Cena, Ryback, and Sheamus. This, I think, was the biggest surprise of the night, and I could not have been more happy to see it.
Yeah, I did not see that coming in the slightest. I mean, going into this event, as we predicted last Thursday, that John Cena, Sheamus, and Ryback would, or the Shield would drop the trio cleanly. And it looked like it was going to be that way. It was going to end up that way after the Shield delivered a beating on John Cena the entire matchup. And then we got to the finish, and Ryback and John Cena were going to perform their finishers simultaneously. And while they were doing that, Roman Reigns comes out of absolutely nowhere and spears Ryback in the next week, which was a very, very well-done spot. Pick up the clean victory. That was great. There's a lot to boost their credibility following their awesome TLC match victory back in December and their victory on this week's Raw as well. They're doing a lot of great things with the Shield since their debut 3 months ago, and I'm very glad they didn't get the Nexus treatment and losing to Team Cena on one of their biggest stages on a pay-per-view in the form of Elimination Chamber. So I, for one, am glad this was not inside the Elimination Chamber. I think that would have hindered it, and I guess, as I was saying last week, given the fact that they were all 6 top stars, eliminating a few of them would not have done the would not have been well, but it would have not been a very effective job. But I think the only thing that I was upset about this matchup or just was not pleased with was the fact that Ryback was the one that had to take the pin. I understand that you were going to have Cena take the pin, given the fact that he's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania 29 for the WWE Championship against The Rock. I understand that. That's fine. But what about Sheamus? Sheamus hasn't meant anything since he lost the World Championship. And you could have easily had him take the pinfall because he's a guy that could easily recover from the clean loss. As we saw with his loss show last year, he quickly recovered from that. Ryback, on the other hand, is slowly getting over as a babyface. Now, I will disregard that, given the fact that they could be building towards something, such as a back heel turn, something that I don't want to see anyway, but they could be building towards something with the overall big picture that Ryback could be heading towards a heel turn or something else like that, maybe teasing a match between Sheamus and Ryback. But, again, keep in mind, Ryback has been a match on pay-per-view since Money in the Bank 2012, a July of last year. That's a hell of a long time not to be winning any matches on pay-per-view. So with that being said, hopefully they get him back on the right track after the pushing him into the moon in late 2012. I think they did a great job of that. He's crazy over right now. He does not need to be turning heel at this point in time, especially for a match with Sheamus. I would much rather see that match face versus face. I'd be completely fine with that. But as far as the field goes, they've been doing a great job with them. Glad to see they're still going strong. 3 months following their debut, have yet to be buried completely, so I'm glad about that. Hopefully they get a prominent role at WrestleMania 29.
One match that I would love to see is Mark Henry versus Ryback. Just because Mark Henry is on his Hall of Fame thing, and Ryback, of course, is this just monster. I think the match between the big men would be fantastic. Also, you need to get something for Big Show. You don't necessarily have to get something for Khali, but it looks like they may be trying to get something for Khali going into WrestleMania. So maybe you could have, and I don't know. I'd like to see a big man match. Ryback and Mark Henry would be my favorite, providing he doesn't get put into the world title match. But I don't know. I think Ryback would best be suited at WrestleMania in a big man match.
Exactly. I mean, having Mark Henry versus Ryback, I think, makes much more sense, because as we've talked about a handful of times here on Spoilers, it's the fact that it might be a bit unrealistic that Ryback picks up Big Show for the Shell Shock. It might not be possible. So therefore, you can't really do that matchup and give Ryback his Mania moment. Now, with that being said, he can more than likely do it to Mark Henry. That's a bit more of a feasible path. So I could see that happening. And if they were to do that feud and continue to have Mark Henry look strong going into WrestleMania, the guy's been an absolute beast since returning 3 weeks ago. So if they continue to build him up as this unstoppable monster and then Ryback is the one to finally take him out, that would be great. I would love to see that. more so than Ryback versus Sheamus. I can see that feud down the line, but I'd much rather see Ryback versus Mark Henry than Ryback versus Sheamus at this point in time. That could still happen. Only time will tell, because Ryback versus Big Show, I guess talks have dropped regarding that match. I don't think we're going to be seeing that. I have no idea what they're going to be doing with Big Show, but as far as Ryback versus Mark Henry goes, I think that would make much more sense. And as long as we don't get Mark Henry versus Great Khali at WrestleMania, I'm content. Great Khali hasn't meant anything in years, so I have no idea. And now they're just feeling the need to push him against Mark Henry in a feud with Mark Henry. As we saw on Raw, he fended off Mark Henry after Mark Henry's been booked strongly over the last 2-3 weeks. His momentum gets completely destroyed at the hands of the Great Khali. So that doesn't make much sense to me. I have no idea why they're doing that match at Mania after they already had that match 2 weeks ago on Raw. So it's not like it's a before done match. So I don't know. Maybe they're just building towards a match on next week's Raw. I don't know. But again, I would much rather see Ryback versus Mark Henry, where Ryback can build off as a top heel rather than Ryback versus Sheamus and then you turn Ryback heel for that matchup. Ryback does not need to turn heel right now. If you asked me a year ago at this time, I would have said that's a perfect matchup, but Ryback has been crazy over. He's built his own momentum with the Feeding the More chant since he re-debuted 10 months ago on SmackDown. So if they keep him as a face, I think that's the smartest thing to do at this point in time. Ryback versus Sheamus can wait. They can turn Ryback heel at some point, just not right now. He is way too over to be turning him heel at this point. And if you were to turn him heel, I think he would be hindered by the heel turn, obviously, because he doesn't have the crowd support behind him, and his in-ring work isn't the best. It's solid, but his connection with the crowd is what's really helping him at this point in time. So keep him face, put him in a feud with Mark Henry. That's the best booking, in my personal opinion, for WrestleMania 29.
I think the only thing worse at WrestleMania besides the Great Khali is a face Khali at WrestleMania. If they have him in a match with Mark Henry, he's going to be the face, and it's going to be very bad. At least when he was at heel, he was at least threatening back when he first debuted, when he would go up against The Undertaker and John Cena. And he was just this huge monster. Now he's just this useless lump that the WWE does not know what to do with. And I really would not like to see him at WrestleMania regardless, but if he's a face going against Mark Henry, that's just not going to be a good match at all.
I feel bad for Mark Henry. I feel bad for the Great Khali, I'm sorry. I feel bad for the Great Khali. You can just see him visibly walking in pain when he walks down to the ring. You can see visibly on his face that he is in pain when he's walking down to the ring. That guy is just enormous. His size, after what he went through last year, I think he was diagnosed with some sort of cancer or something in his brain. I have no idea. He was diagnosed with something that he was out for a number of months. I feel bad for the guy. I don't hate him, but I just strongly dislike him as a wrestler. But he is useless. He, WWE, I know they want to support their Indian market, but maybe if they treated Jinder Mahal back well years ago, if they treated him like a legitimate threat as a heel, then they wouldn't have had to worry about that. But he's a joke now, so now they need to rely on the Great Khali. Putting him in a match with Mark Henry doesn't make much sense. As you said, a couple of years ago, when he was feuding with John Cena, The Undertaker, it was fine then because, the whole monster thing, that was fine when he was a heel. But as a face, he hasn't done anything. Like, in the last 3 years, I don't think anyone can name anything done that he's done that was successful. I don't think he's put many people – I mean, he's put people over, but – I put over Mark Henry at this point in time. They've already seen that. We've already done that matchup a handful of times in the last 2 years. So I just don't see the point of it. And someone in our chat room mentioned that we've got 7 weeks to WrestleMania and they need side projects right now for many of the wrestlers. I can see that too. That makes a lot more sense. So hopefully they just blow off that feud next week on Raw and then they start building towards Ryback versus Mark Henry or Henry versus Sheamus, which I guess was rumored. I'm not too keen on that match because I wanted to see that at last year's WrestleMania, because they were feuding in summer of 2011, I want to say. And we've already seen that match a number of times since then. So I don't want to see that matchup. But one question I did want to ask you, Ben, is the fact that Christian has been cleared to compete for a number of weeks now. Where do you see him fitting into the WrestleMania 29 card?
I don't know. And before I answer that, I do want to say when I called Kali a useless lump, I was talking only in terms of creative sense. I know he's a very nice guy. So just so any of you guys don't take that the wrong way, only in a creative sense. But and Christian, that's very interesting to think where they'll put him. You know what? Put him in Swagger's place for the World Heavyweight Championship if they decide to go that route. It'd be great if he returned. Because if you remember, when he first returned back to WWE, I believe it was the feud with Swagger back in the old ECW. Or in the WWE version of ECW, pardon me. So I think that would be, that actually fits really well. Other than that, I'm really not sure where they would put him. If they're going to have like a, if they had a Money in the Bank match, then that'd be perfect, but obviously they don't. So it'll be very interesting if he comes back where they'll put him. Personally, I don't think that they'll bring him back till after WrestleMania unless they have something specifically planned for him. So I just can't think of anywhere for him to go unless you can.
Yeah, there's no possibility of a Money in the Bank ladder match happening now, with Dolph Ziggler still being Mr. Money in the Bank 10 months or 9 months later. So I guess that's not happening now. But as far as Christian goes, one match that I've always wanted to see that I've been calling for months now is him versus Antonio Cesaro for the United States Championship. Now, it was back in August that those two faced each other for the first time ever, and Christian handed Cesaro his first loss in the WWE. Following that matchup, or moments following Christian's victory over Cesaro, Cesaro injured Christian, not legitimately, but in storyline. Christian maybe wrestled maybe one more match on Raw a few days later, and that was it. But you can blame Christian's absence on Cesaro, the reason why he's been out for the past number of months, and you build up that match over the United States Championship. It only makes sense. It would be a great matchup. Cesaro says that no American beat him. It can beat him at this point, but a number of wrestlers, the American wrestlers, have already beaten him. But even still, I would love to see Cesaro versus Christian in the United States Championship. Not as likely now with Miz versus Cesaro happening now, I guess after we already saw that at the Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, the next night on Raw. I would have been fine with it a couple months ago, but they've already had that match numerous times, and it just gets worse each time they lock up. I just want to see that feud get blown off next week on Raw. Miz, I have a feeling, is going to win. As much as I love Miz, especially as a babyface, he does not need the United States Championship. He was the same guy that was defending the WWE title a couple of years ago. He doesn't need the U.S. Championship at this point in time. Even if he does face Cesaro, and Cesaro goes over, you don't need to be having that match. We already got a clean finish to that match at Royal Rumble. So, and I'm not saying Christian should go over Cesaro and win the U.S. Championship. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that he's a former World Heavyweight Champion. So if you have Christian or have Cesaro go over Christian, and you have Cesaro successfully retain his U.S. Championship on the Grand Stand in Mall, that would restore a lot of loss of prestige in the U.S. Championship. He's been doing a great job since he first won the U.S. Championship back at SummerSlam last year. The one thing that's always bothered me is the fact that the U.S. Championship hasn't been defended at WrestleMania since 2007, WrestleMania 23, Chris Benoit versus MVP. If you want to take that belt seriously again, you need to have it defended at WrestleMania. Miz versus Cesaro would be fine. It could be a hell of a lot worse than that, but I'd much rather see Christian versus Cesaro if they bring him back in that role. Having Christian in the World Championship, it's doubtful, but I would love to see that, absolutely. Him versus Del Rio, given the history between those guys, would be fantastic. If him versus Ziggler, him versus Swagger, as you said, their initial feedback in their ECW days 3-4 years ago, that was fantastic too. There's a lot of things that you can do with Christian. But again, same situation with him and Taker. If you don't see Christian on this week's upcoming episode of Raw, he's more than likely not going to be at WrestleMania, which is sad because I think he'd be utilized in a number of roles on the grand stage of them all.
I think it'd be really funny if he actually did go against Cesaro and he brings all the Canadian pride into it, and then Christian wins at WrestleMania, and then you have all the big Canadian stars, Bret Hart and Edge and everyone else come out and just and wail on Cesaro after Christian wins the United States title. I think that would be really fun because this gives Cesaro actually a lot more material. He rags on and on and on about the United States. And then he sees, and then he can just go and put Canada lower than that. And I think this could actually have the potential for a really great feud, now that you mention it. So I'm fully in favor of this.
again, it only takes time, and as long as we see it on this week's Raw, because I was hoping for it to happen at Elimination Chamber. As you probably know, Christian has returned to Elimination Chamber both in 2011 and 2012. I was hoping for this year to be third time's the charm, but instead we just got that DQ finish, and when Cesaro was was he attacking Miz? No, he wasn't attacking Miz, but I was hoping that he's going to. And sadly, I was hoping for Christian to return, and sadly it didn't happen. But again, hopefully that happens maybe next week on Raw, and if it doesn't happen, I don't know. I guess if Christian is going to be inserted in World or U.S. Championship match, I don't see it happening, but maybe at some point, because I think he could be utilized in a number of roles for WrestleMania. They could totally use him in a number of roles, and he could put over a number of people if he was to come back now. So with guys like Jack Swagger, Mark Henry, a number of guys coming back in recent weeks, R-Truth, most notably on this week's episode of Monday Night Raw, I think Christian is the next guy to come back. And if we don't get him versus Cesaro or Christian on the card at all, I will be disappointed. But, you know, life goes on. But even still, I would love to see Christian versus Cesaro for the U.S. Championship at Mania. It practically books itself.
It does indeed. It'd be absolutely perfect. And you mentioned something in there. If we don't see him on Monday, then there's probably not much chance that we're going to see him at WrestleMania. And the same is true for The Undertaker. Now, do you see, is there any possibility at all of The Undertaker appearing this year at all?
Yes, there is quite a bit of a possibility due to the fact that he knows how important it is to get him on the WrestleMania card. WWE officials, I know, are probably pressuring him to get him at WrestleMania. If he's not at WrestleMania, I'm not saying it's going to be shit, but it's already looking like shit anyway. But if he's not at WrestleMania, it just does not have the same feel. I'm not saying Undertaker's going to be, he's not going to be around forever, obviously. He's only going to be around maybe for another year or two. So after he goes, the WrestleMania is going to be, they're going to just go on without him. But even still, I mean, it's just not the same without him this year, especially if they save him for next year, I'd be fine with that. But and from what I was reading, too, he doesn't want to come back for just a mediocre matchup and then just leave. So that makes sense, too. I can see why he doesn't want to come back and just do a half-assed job in the ring, just still recovering from his injuries from last year's matchup, and then just take off again. Or in just a random matchup, if he was to face like the Shield or something like that, and then just win in a rather forgettable matchup. And it's going to be hard to top his past WrestleMania performances with guys like Shawn Michaels and Triple H in years. I don't see Undertaker versus anyone aside from CM Punk. If he was to face the Shield, I'd be okay with that. But CM Punk, I think, is a much better option. If he doesn't return to start teasing the feud on Monday, there's no chance of it happening. And with Raw happening in Dallas on Monday, Taker's home state, where he currently resides, there's a very big possibility that he could return if he does. Expect to see him next year, but hopefully he does, because, again, if Punk doesn't get added to the WWE Championship match, and if Taker doesn't return, I have no idea what they're doing with CM Punk at WrestleMania.
I think what they're doing right now is The Undertaker's still hanging in the air for WrestleMania, and that's why they're putting Punk in this situation coming up on next week's Raw to possibly be inserted into the title match of WrestleMania, which would be a triple threat, which I would love. I do think that they're going to try and have him at versus The Undertaker WrestleMania. And I think if they receive word that Undertaker will be at WrestleMania, Punk's going to lose. If he isn't, then Punk's going to win. I'd love to see The Undertaker WrestleMania. I know there's reports saying that he's going to be at a at WrestleMania Access for VIP ticket holders. So that's a sign that hopefully he'll at least be at WrestleMania. Now, what I would love to see is at the end of the WWE Championship match, which John Cena is going to be in, you have Cena win or something happens. Anyway, Undertaker, if he's not wrestling, just comes out and starts the feud for WrestleMania 30. It's going to be Undertaker's last match versus John Cena. And I think that'd just be perfect.
Absolutely agreed. I've been following it for years now. I wanted to see it last year when he went 20-0. But him versus Cena is a match that a lot of people have been hoping for years upon years now. And I think having him go against Cena at WrestleMania 30 would be perfect. Just end it there. It doesn't need to be 25 and now. It doesn't need to be at a perfect number. 22-0 is completely fine with me. Having him go against Cena would be perfect. That was a match that I wanted to see at this year's WrestleMania, because the matches shortly following WrestleMania 20, I made an article, the matches that I wanted to see at this year's Mania were Austin or Stone Cold versus CM Punk, Brock Lesnar versus The Rock, the WWE Championship, and Undertaker versus John Cena. All three of those matches are more than likely happening next year. Obviously, they're not happening this year, but there's more of a chance of them happening next year, if anything. And I can see that. It's WrestleMania 30. It's the 30th anniversary of your biggest show of the year. But quite honestly, this year's show is looking like a throwaway show. Every other year, since I became a wrestling fan, WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 27, were both miserable shows, in my opinion. 25 was disappointing. It was their 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. It found out to be a rather forgettable show, aside from Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. And then 27 was a big disappointment, too. So hopefully this year is better than that, but especially after the success that WrestleMania 28 was. But what it's looking like right now, it does not look like a strong card whatsoever. If Undertaker misses the show, I would not doubt if the show is complete shit. I would not whatsoever. I'm just going to say that right now. But again, hopefully I'm wrong and we get a great event with Rock versus Cena. And hopefully the build-up for that match is better than it was last year. If we get Punk versus Taker, that could be a great match. And hopefully they settle the World Championship situation, because we're only mere days into the road to wrestling, so it's early enough that they can change it around. So hopefully the match or the event as a whole delivers, and they're going to have to, after the massive high bars that WrestleMania 28 set last year, they're definitely going to have to try to outdo themselves from WrestleMania 28. So with that being said, we do have a caller online, area code 626. If you'd like to give your thoughts on the road to WrestleMania and anything else we've been talking about in the last little bit.
Hey, guys, it's Dave again. Just calling in real quick.
Yes, I'm
back.
One, Dave.
Yeah, this goes back to your thoughts before on Big Show, on his what his role is going to be at WrestleMania. You know, I don't know if it's you guys, but they've kind of been teasing a feud with Booker T. That's also a possibility.
Yeah.
Because last few weeks, it's mainly been Big Show seen as being disrespected from Booker T, using his GM role as an advantage to screw him over. So maybe maybe as the weeks come, Big Show will come out, SmackDown Raw, cut a promo. Booker T will come out to have some say in what he says, and that can just lead to Big Show snapping and just knocking him out, and that will lead to their match come WrestleMania.
That's the way
I see it. That's the route I see them going, pretty much. Because I definitely see a Booker T Big Show match for WrestleMania. That's just my final thought on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then my other thoughts, maybe they will. A Mark Henry and Ryback match most likely will happen too, because the fact that. I mean, this past week we just saw Mark Henry destroy Sin Cara, and then Khali came out for the save, and Henry just ran away. But I don't think they've been building up Mark Henry just to have him go into a match at WrestleMania with Khali. I think the whole point is to build up him as a monster. Because I mean, if he was just to go into WrestleMania against Khali, they wouldn't be giving him the big push they've been giving him since he came back. So maybe this will lead to. I can see it as a way him destroying guys. Weeks come, give it like 2-3 weeks in, him just destroying small guys. Cuts a few promos on how he's a monster. The Hall of Pain is in. The Hall of Pain is now back in business. So, and then when he's destroying a guy, out comes Ryback, and they just have a stare down.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. And as I was saying before, that'd be a great feud for Ryback going to WrestleMania. I think you could put him over big time if he was able to shell shock Mark Henry on the grandest stage of them all. And as you were saying, as in regards to the Booker T and Big Show match, yeah, I kind of got that feeling too when they're during their promos a few weeks ago on SmackDown. It's been going on for more than a month now. Although it does make sense, that's not really a match that I want to see at WrestleMania. I strongly despise Big Show. He's been doing great work as a heel, but he just obviously has nothing going into WrestleMania 29 aside from a match with Booker T. Booker T's the SmackDown general manager. I just don't see what purpose it would serve. You know, if Booker T went over, okay. If Big Show went over, okay. I mean, both guys, this is a match that you would want to see in WCW 15 years ago, not in 2013 at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? I mean, I could see maybe Teddy Long turning on Booker T, but even then, who cares? I mean, again, this is a match that I would wanted to see maybe a decade ago, not in 2013. It just doesn't make much sense. I mean, maybe it could be leading to something more than that, but I guess it's logical, and I'm all for logic in wrestling booking, but sometimes logic isn't the best thing to do. But hopefully they find something with Big Show to do aside from Booker T. But, yeah, as you were saying, that looks like the most logical route that they are going with. For one, have always hoped, I mean, I'm the only one on this boat, but I've always hoped for a Big Show versus Shaq match, not for the fact that it's going to be a five-star classic, but following their brief confrontation in mid-2009, I think that would be much more beneficial for WWE because they'd get a lot of media attention from that. In addition to that, Shaq is from the New Jersey area, so that makes also in that sense too. And after they didn't do it last year and they wasted Big from the IC Championship match and had him bury Cody Rhodes, that was a dumb thing to do too, that they could have done that match last year, but you could just easily do that match this year. And then after that, just have Big Show retire. I mean, after that, I mean, what else is there left for Big Show to do? He's a bona fide Hall of Famer, no doubt, but there's nothing left for him to do. So that's only my two cents on that.
Yeah, I agree. And then the other thing is that, shit, what was I going to say? Well, yeah, I mean, another solution. Well, because the whole Antonio Cesaro Miz feud for possibly going to happen at WrestleMania. I mean, the match that's possibly going to happen at WrestleMania. Well, I mean, the original plan when Cesaro won the U.S. title was to actually feud with Christian, but then he got injured. But, and then I think that was the route they were going, and then, you know, they had that whole thing where Cesaro just, like, destroyed Christian after that match they had on SmackDown, which was good. And then that week after, they just had them do that quick squash match to Damian Sandow, and that was kind of the last we saw of him for a while. So I think, but I mean, minus the squash match that happened, another possibility can be that Miz gets another title shot, possibly next week, seeing how he did make Cesaro tap this past Monday to the figure four. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I say next week, because I don't think they're going to do Miz and Cesaro for WrestleMania. I mean, they did it at the Royal Rumble. Had a clean finish, Cesaro pinning Miz. Elimination Chamber was just a, I wouldn't call it a fluke ending. It was just kind of like a screw-up ending. But regardless, there wasn't a clean win. I mean, Miz beating Cesaro this past Monday does pretty much say he's going to get another title shot, which I see Cesaro going over because, like you said, Miz does not need the U.S. title. He's already held it, and there'd be no sense to backtrack him like that. Considering that the rumors are that they're trying to build him up as the next Ric Flair, from what I've been hearing, or from what I've read. So I'm going to go with maybe he gets his title shot next week and gets beat by Cesaro clean. And then if they decide to bring Christian back before WrestleMania, you know, just have Cesaro cut one of his, you know, just cut one of his regular promos on how he just degrades America and all that, and then, you know, out comes Christian, and that sets up their match, and Christian can go back to El Cesaro. Cesaro is the one that put him on the sideline, and that can build up to their match come WrestleMania.
Exactly. That's probably the best way to book it. Here's hoping that happens. But either next week's Raw or the week after that, I mean, they have a number of weeks left until WrestleMania. But as long as they advertise Miz versus Cesaro for the U.S. Championship, because they had their match this past week on Raw, it wasn't advertised at all. Neither guy got an entrance. It was apparently a no disqualification match. Because after Miz and Cesaro used weapons on one another, I was completely confused. I thought it was a disqualification, and then I realized that it was an ODQ match. So that didn't make any sense. And then Cesaro tapped almost immediately. That whole thing was a fucking mess. So hopefully we get a much better match from them in the next few weeks on Raw. And then, as you said, we see Christian versus Cesaro for the U.S. Championship at WrestleMania. So on that note, guys, we're going to be going off the live stream in the next few seconds or the next minute or so. Make sure to check back for the rest of this podcast, the remaining 30 minutes of this podcast, on blogradio.com/PWPRadio. Me and Ben are going to be tweeting out the link following the ending of the show, so make sure to check back later for the remainder of the podcast. So So, Ben, if you'd like to give your thoughts on that as well with Miz, Cesaro, Ryback, Henry, all that stuff.
One of the best things about WrestleMania season is, or about the situation right now, is that there's a lot of different places they could go with this. Personally, I don't want to see Cesaro Miz at WrestleMania. Regardless of what happened in the Elimination Chamber with the kind of controversial finish, I think that this feud needs to end, and I'd rather someone else take on Cesaro at WrestleMania, just because at WrestleMania, I feel like there's two types of feuds that I like at WrestleMania. One is when they've never had a match before, or kind of, if you know what I'm saying, they have not had matches at pay-per-views before, or if it's like the rubber match. If you go back, I believe it was CM Punk and maybe it was Mysterio. Regardless, I like when WrestleMania is the final play and final thing for a feud, or if it's just the penultimate place for feuds to happen. And I think that's what WrestleMania needs to be. For Miz and Cesaro, I don't think that their feuds have gained enough notoriety right now to warrant a rubber match type feud at WrestleMania. So I'd rather Cesaro face someone other than the Miz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They already had their rubber match on this week's Raw. I mean, as it was before, Ziggler with Jericho is a rubber match that could happen at WrestleMania. If you can recall, Jericho beat Ziggler at SummerSlam. The next night on Raw, Ziggler beat Jericho and cost him his career and storyline. And then we have yet to see that third matchup. And as I said before, it didn't look like they were teasing that match on this week's Raw. But then again, we have 6-7 weeks left until WrestleMania, so I could definitely see them trying to take a different route for right now. Maybe they start to slowly build back up into that feud. But as far as Miz and Cesaro goes, but again, we have 7 to 6 weeks left until WrestleMania. But yes, I completely agree with you. We have quite a bit of time until WrestleMania. But another issue with that feud is the fact that if you're going to do Miz versus Cesaro at WrestleMania, how in the hell are you going to continue to build that matchup over the next 7 weeks? They've been inconsistently building that feud for the past 2 months now. They've had hype on Raw for 1 week, the next week they're in different matches, the next week they're feuding, the next week they're not. It doesn't make any sense, and they make the whole feud feel inconsistent, and that's why the reason why they're matching the first time was on the pre-show, and then their match at the Elimination Chamber only lasted like 5 minutes. It's a good feud. I like both guys, but it doesn't have the WrestleMania feel, as you said, and you can't have that match at WrestleMania because you can't drag it out for the next 7 months. You know what I mean? They're not
part-timer.
They're not going to show up 1 week and then show up the next week. It doesn't make any sense. So you can't drag out the feud for the next 7 weeks. What was that?
That's why I don't see them doing the match at WrestleMania, because it's already been – they've done the match about 3 times already, and for them to do it again at WrestleMania would just kind of be a throwaway.
Exactly. Another reason why I don't want to see that match. I mean, I've liked the feud up to this point, but you got to blow it off in the next few weeks and give Cesaro a fresh face to work with. Regardless of whether it's Christian or whoever, I mean, there's a number of guys that he can go against him. And there's rubs for the U.S. Championship at WrestleMania. And there was also, I mean, this is another thing that we had to discuss, but R-Truth's return on this week's Raw, I think, was also indicating or foreshadowing a multi-man matchup at WrestleMania, the multi-man matchup that we see every single year at Mania, especially given the fact we're probably not going to be seeing a Money in the Bank ladder match. There's still being Money in the Bank. I think that was kind of setting up a multi-man match at Mania, so that makes sense. Last year we got the whole GM thing, but so it had a purpose. This year I don't know what the purpose would be, but I wanted to ask you this too, Ben. Also, following R-Truth's return, do you think that after Kofi Kingston's recent demise after losing the Intercontinental Championship, and keep in mind, he has yet to win a televised match since losing the IC Championship back in December, do you think they could be setting up for a Kofi Kingston heel turn with this thing with R-Truth?
I personally think they will.
I could see it, but Kofi's persona is that he's a nice guy. I mean, that's his entire character. I think it would just be, I don't think it'd be believable, you know? That's kind of ironic to say in a entertainment venue that's scripted. I just don't think it would work very well. I can't see Kofi Kingston as a heel, you know? I'd rather
I'd rather he face a heel R-Truth because I love heel R-Truth. But I don't know. I just couldn't see it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking too. A few months ago, when it was first rumored that people were that wanted to turn Kofi Kingston heel. I mean, it is. I guess they could try it, but I mean, you'll never know unless you try. And if you experiment
yeah.
with it a little bit and it flops, then you can switch him back. But yeah, R-Truth heel is just as good. I loved R-Truth as a heel. He kind of fell down the ladder a little bit after he turned face. He has done nothing notable since he turned face a year ago. So turning him heel, I think, would be just as great. But the one thing that I don't want to see is for them to tag team back up again. Their tag team in from April last year to September after they dropped the titles was very, very boring. Both guys are much better singles competitors, and they were both in the mid-card following their demise of their tag team after they parted separate ways, and they both went in the mid-card and were chasing the IC and U.S. championships respectively. And then both guys kind of fallen down the ladder a little bit after Kofi Kingston has yet to win a match on television since December, and R-Truth has been out since TLC. So hopefully, I just don't want them to get back in the tag team division. The tag team division is kind of suffering as it is, with men in the tag team taking off, like Mysterio and Sin Cara. They're not on TV anymore. Rhodes Colors is over. Tyson and Justin Gabriel split for the time being, with Tyson getting injured. I just don't think pairing back up Kofi and R-Truth is going to help the division in the slightest. So hopefully, it's not building another tag title match between them and Hell No at WrestleMania.
Speaking of tag teams, guys, there was a rumor, I think it was a report about 3 weeks ago, that Titus O'Neil might be in run for a singles run.
I could see that happening. I mean, he's talented. I mean, I don't think he's talented all that much in the ring, but he is very charismatic, and that's one thing that's definitely shined through since he formed the Lifetime Players with Darren Young. I, for one, a lot of people do not like Darren Young. They're not high on Darren Young at all. I've liked Darren Young since his NXT days, Nexus days, rather, 2 years ago, or 2-3 years ago, and I think he has a lot of potential, too. But I think it's a mistake to split them up right now. I think it's a shame they're not being used on television more. They haven't been on television in weeks. But hopefully they keep them as a tandem for right now. They should get their run as tag team champions. They should be the ones to take the titles from Hell No at this point. I would like to see Road Scholars be the ones to be the champions. But after they parted ways, there's not many heel tag teams in the division right now. With Clay and Tsai, those guys are an absolute joke. Primo and Epico haven't meant anything since they lost the titles. That's pretty much it. Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara would be great champions, but they're never on TV either. So I think the players are the next best, and you just give those to them. And then we split up down the line. But for right now, and I was a bit suspicious of that too, because if you watched the main event last night, Titus O'Neil came down with himself, so there was no Darren Young there. So that was a little strange. Maybe they foreshadowed him, but right now, they're a much better tag team than they are separate.
Hell No is already on the verge of breaking up. We might even see the Kane Daniel Bryan match come WrestleMania. And the team that I thought was going to be the one to take the titles was going to be the Road Scholars.
Yep.
I mean, that feud was going on for months, and I thought the payoff was going to come Royal Rumble, and they finally get the titles off them, which did not happen, which I was very surprised to see.
Yeah.
And then they even split up. Well, I don't know what to deal with that, but they split up the Road Scholars apparently, and since then, because Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow are two really talented guys, and they kind of just seem like they're going down the ladder as singles competitors. Especially Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I think with Cody Rhodes, I do think that they are prepping him for a WrestleMania feud with Goldust. If you remember when he came back at the Royal Rumble, it was Goldust who eliminated him. And then Goldust went on an interview at WWE.com and said that their feud was far from over. And so I think that the demise of the Rhodes Scholars was inevitable. And I really hope we will see Cody Rhodes versus Goldust feud at WrestleMania. And I think it's very possible. We'll just have to see what happens on this Monday Night Raw coming up. I think this Monday Night Raw is going to be the turning point in whether WrestleMania is going to be good or bad. We're going to see who returns, who doesn't return. And I think it's going to be a very good show Monday in determining who or what's going to happen at WrestleMania. Because right now, we only have two confirmed people for WrestleMania, not even confirmed matches. And that's The Rock for the WWE title and Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Championship. We don't have anyone else even confirmed for WrestleMania yet. So I think it's going to be pretty exciting this Monday Night Raw. It's going to set in stone a lot of feuds going into the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cody Rhodes honestly hasn't meant anything since he dropped the IC Championship to Jake Show last year. He regained the title shortly thereafter at Extreme Rules, but even then he didn't mean anything after he dropped the title 3 weeks later to Christian. So with that said, then they formed the Rhodes Scholars. I was very high on them as a tandem, and as you were saying before, David, they would have been great tag team champions together, but not sure why they didn't go with that route, especially with King Daniel Bryan already breaking up. They should have dropped the titles in the back of Royal Rumble. I think that would have been the best decision. But on that same note, Cody Rhodes versus Goldust, as you were just saying, Ben, that was teased to Royal Rumble in the interview. They kind of teased it as well. My only concern is that with all the top stars they have for this year's WrestleMania, Lesnar, Triple H, Rock, Cena, Punk, Ziggler, Ryback, Sheamus, Barrett, Show, everybody, there are some top stars and part-timers that they have for this year's WrestleMania, that I don't really know where you would fit in a match like Cody Rhodes versus Goldust, if you know what I mean. Like, Cody Rhodes hasn't met any singles competitor in weeks, so a lot of people may not care about that matchup because of the fact that Cody Rhodes continues to job out on television every single week. Now, maybe if they continue to book strongly going forward, if they have him win a few matches here and there and they don't job him out every single week, it would mean something. And after the brief altercation they had in the Royal Rumble match and the pop and the reaction and that got, maybe Vince McMahon finally changed his mind. We will see.
Yeah. That may have Vince in the head to maybe do the match of Mania.
What was that?
That may have been a hit to Vince's head to maybe do the match of Mania because people might have interest in that match.
Exactly. Yeah. It might help that it's at WrestleMania. And the fact that, I mean, I think it would have been better suited last year when still Intercontinental Champion. He was on a major role then, but, you know, they dropped the ball on that, obviously, but it's better late than never in this year's WrestleMania. But also with the Intercontinental Championship, way there, facing both matches, they wanted to see an Elimination Chamber. Obviously, it's not confirmed for WrestleMania, but it was starting to look that way after we didn't get it on Sunday's pay-per-view. But with on that same note, they kind of teased Barrett versus Sheamus as well, and that segment that shouldn't even happen in the first place. They had the trailer for his movie air, and he was shown in the trailer for all of 2 seconds, and then Sheamus completely buried the movie and Barrett by saying that it was irrelevant, that nobody should buy the movie, basically. So that whole thing was completely useless. But that aside, I would love to see a Sheamus versus Barrett match at WrestleMania, especially for the Intercontinental Championship. Bo Dallas, he's a fine talent. I don't have anything against him. We've only seen him in 2 matches in the Royal Rumble match and the next night on Raw against Barrett, but he does not all deserve to be at WrestleMania this close after his debut. I mean, there's plenty of other stars that deserve to be at WrestleMania other than Bo Dallas. He hasn't even been on television all that much in the last few weeks anyway. That's another feud that's been booked inconsistently for the past few weeks. So, again, hopefully they do Sheamus versus Barrett, and then you do Ryback Henry, and then all those other feuds, and I think that would work well. But Sheamus versus Barrett for the IC Championship, the match that I've been hoping for many, many months now, and I think that'd be great. After the great matches they had in late 2012 and have the IC Championship defended at WrestleMania, because Barrett's been irrelevant for a few weeks now, too. They haven't done anything with him. They just had him job out to a number of people. And then they can get him back on track if he was the feud of the former world champion over the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
I agree. But the only problem I have with that is because they're trying to push Sheamus to the level of John Cena, which I think they're doing a pretty good job of. I mean, not to bury the IC title anyway, but do you think that they would want to put Sheamus like going for a mid card title is what I'm saying pretty much.
I mean, that's true. That's true. But they have an overload of main event guys on SmackDown. I mean, there's no brands anyway. But I mean, there's a number of guys that could make for world champions. And with right now with Alberto Del Rio, you got Big Show, you got Mark Henry back, Wade Barrett, Dolph Ziggler. There's a number of guys that are gunning for the World Heavyweight Championship. And that leaves a number of guys nothing to do. Guys like Randy Orton, too, that are also going for the world title. So, I mean, with the guys that have left nothing to do, what do you do with them? You know what I mean? Like, they could be in non-title feuds, but him versus Barrett shouldn't even be in the mid-card anyway. But That'd be a few that'd be fine without the championship, but with the championship, that'd be just as good. I mean, I don't want to see Sheamus win the Intercontinental Championship, but even still, I mean, I guess it could be pushing him to the level of John Cena's, like, SmackDown's version of Cena, pretty much, but I think it could help the prestige of the title, maybe if he didn't win cleanly. I don't even know, but I think it'd be a great match at WrestleMania. As long as Bo Dallas isn't involved, I'm completely content with Sheamus versus Barrett at Mania over the IC title.
Yeah, I mean, there was prestige in the IC title when Cody Rhodes had it, and then he lost. I mean, because he was on the verge of beating the Honky Tonk Man's title, IC title reign, and they just decided not to do that. And they had him lose it to Big Show at Mania, which I thought was a mistake, just to get the title back 3 weeks later, and then to lose it 3 weeks again to Christian. I mean, no disrespect to Christian, but Christian's the guy that doesn't need the IC title, especially at this point, because he's a veteran, and he's held the IC title about, I think, 9-10 times already.
You know Jericho, but I know what you mean, though.
Oh, yeah, Jericho, sorry about that. But, yeah, I mean, Christian's one of those guys who doesn't need a mid-card title. I mean, he should be feuding for the world title, in my opinion. I mean, I think he didn't get a long enough run back in 2011 when he was feuding with Randy Orton. I mean, I thought the feud was good. But when he beat Alberto Del Rio in the ladder match to get the world title after Edge was off with an injury, well, I guess when Edge retired, I was really hoping that they were going to give Christian a few months with the title, and he just loses it the week after to Randy Orton. And then they had that long month, like, I'm not sure how many months, but they had that long feud with Orton getting the better out of Christian most of those matches. Christian got the title back with the Money in the Bank and then lost it at SummerSlam, which didn't make sense to me. I saw it as a way of not burying Christian, but they just used him at Edge's expense, but they didn't capitalize on it, pretty much.
Completely agreed. Yeah, he didn't need the IC Championship, and he lost it 2 months later, even less than that, to The Miz. The Miz lost every match that he competed in when he was IC champion, and they gave it to Kofi Kingston, who was doing a fun job with it, but he held the title for 3 times prior to that. He didn't need the Intercontinental Championship. Barrett's been a good champion so far, but as I said before, he hasn't done anything. So that's their biggest problem with Barrett. I mean, he could do a great job with the Intercontinental Championship. I think he could be that guy to save the IC Championship after Cody Rhodes did a great job with it. And they had those other guys diminish it with the rapid-fire title changes. I think having Barrett hold it was a good idea, but it's more so the fact that he's hardly ever on television. And when he is, he's jobbing out to people or being used in meaningless segments. So if they put him in a top tier feud for WrestleMania, and a guy like Sheamus, regardless of whether it goes over or not, it's going to be a great feud, and it gives the title at least some meaning. And that's what I like about the U.S. Championship, too. I mean, Cesaro has been doing a great job with the title. Aside from the fact that he's lost a few matches here and there and non-titled to guys like Ryback and Orton and whatever, he's done a great job of titles with defending it, you know, almost every single month, every few weeks, something that Barrett has not done up to this point. So I've been loving Cesaro doing U.S. Championship matches, or having him as U.S. champion, having Barrett as IC champion. Hopefully both guys are not involved in a multi-man match at WrestleMania. Both guys are defending their championships at WrestleMania, and I think having them defend the titles at Mania could really help restore that prestige that was lost in the last year when Santino was U.S. champion and when Big Show was champion for the IC for the Intercontinental Championship title. So, that's just my thoughts in the mid card. So,
I mean, I agree. Like, Cesaro having the U.S. title now is really putting a lot of prestige back into the title itself. I mean, before you had Santino Morales just completely shitting all over the title, I didn't see the point of them putting the belt on him. And then before it was the whole Dolph Ziggler-Zack Ryder feud, when Ryder actually won the U.S. title, it meant something big, very big. And then he just loses the title to Swagger. And then Swagger, I mean, from there, after Zack Ryder lost the U.S. title, I thought it was just going back to just creating the U.S. title. And then now that Cesaro has it, and he's been doing a good job of it, building the U.S. title back up prestige, I think they need to go that route. I mean, putting the U.S. title back on Miz would be a huge mistake.
because, like you said, he doesn't need the belt. He's already held the belt. He's beyond, I wouldn't say beyond the U.S. title, but he's already a guy who's held it, and he held it for a while. And Cesaro is actually the one that's putting meaning back into the U.S. title, you know, saying no Americans could beat him, how he doesn't despise America, he just doesn't like Americans, and he comes out wearing the American attire. I mean, it's just a great way to build up the U.S. title.
Exactly. Miz was a two-time U.S. champion. He held the belt for 5 months at one point and for 7 months at one point. So I was hoping that Cesaro beats his first record, his initial reign as U.S. champion. And even when Miz was U.S. champion, he wasn't defending that belt every single pay-per-view. He was the second reign he only defended maybe once or twice in the 5 months that he was champion. I mean, having the title for a certain amount of time is but you got to do it too. And Cesaro's been doing that every single month at pay-per-view. He's defended that championship at Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, TLC, Hell in a Cell, Night of Champions, and won it at SummerSlam. So with that being said, he's defended that championship at every single pay-per-view since he won it, which is great, which is unheard of. And Dolph Ziggler was doing a great job with the belt, and I completely agree. It all took a turn for the worst after Ryder dropped it to Swagger, and that was complete shit. So I'm glad it's back on track in the IC title, so I'm looking forward to how they continue to build up the IC and U.S. Championship titles, respectively, from this point forward.
I agree.
Yeah. I think right now the United States title has been given a lot more attention than the Intercontinental Championship, which you look back even 6 months ago before Cesaro won it, and the roles were completely reversed between the two mid-card titles. And I noticed that none of them are prominent at the same time. It never happened. And I think that going into these next 5 weeks to WrestleMania, Wade Barrett has a chance to make the Intercontinental Championship match a great match. He just needs a suitable opponent. And Tony Cesaro has the potential to make the United States Championship a great match. He just needs a suitable opponent. And both of these titles can come out looking great if they are booked correctly. And I think with, what, we got 5-6 weeks till WrestleMania, they have the chance to build up two worthy feuds. I'm just not sure who should face each person. I'd be okay with Christian going to get up against Cesaro or Bear for the Intercontinental Championship or the United States Championship. For the other person, I don't know. Kofi Kingston, maybe, but he's been going back and forth between both of those. R-Truth, maybe? I don't know. Either way could work.
Absolutely. I mean, Sheamus, as I said before, Sheamus Barrett is a match we've seen a dozen times, but they've never really feuded, though. And having that feud go down on these grandest stages of them all, I think, is the best thing for them. Having them go against one another for the Intercontinental Championship, it's perfectly suited. Both guys are European, Intercontinental Championship, WrestleMania. It makes perfect sense. And then with Cesaro, you have him versus Christian. The feud's there. I mean, having him beat in a former WWE champion in The Miz makes sense, but like we established before, he already did that at Royal Rumble, so why having it happen at WrestleMania, why would that make any difference? He's already four, so I don't see any point having a rematch. So he just needs to face Christian or whoever. He just needs a viable opponent for WrestleMania that he can beat, go over strongly against, and continue to hold that U.S. championship until he's ready for the upper mid-card on SmackDown. We're going to have great feuds, guys like Orton, and no other top-tier faces like Sheamus right now, because him versus Sheamus would be another brilliant feud. Maybe not over the U.S. championship, but at some point, that is going to be a feud that you're going to be seeing on SmackDown, hopefully for the world championship. That'd be a fantastic feud down the line.
Now, one thing I would be okay with would be to see The Miz be done with Cesaro and then go over and feud with Bear for the Intercontinental Championship, because that feud could actually work, because The Miz is all brash and stuff, whereas Bear's kind of all posh and everything. It'd be a nice little clash of styles that could actually work very well.
Definitely. That's a feud that has not been done yet, and I think having Miz transition from the U.S. Championship to the IC Championship. Again, Miz does not need to go over. He's kind of above the mid-card championships, and as we already established, he's already held both titles. He doesn't need them. But the fact is that he's a former WWE champion. He's a WrestleMania headliner. He can put over other guys, guys like Barrett who have yet to cash championships. It would put Barrett over big time if he was able to capture a victory over The Miz at WrestleMania, over the Intercontinental Championship. If you remember, Wade Barrett defeated Randy Orton clean a number of weeks ago on the 20th anniversary of Raw. Granted, that was forgotten a few weeks later after Orton defeated Barrett, maybe twice in 1 week on Raw and SmackDown respectively, but it's the fact that Barrett got the clean victory over Orton that matters. If he can do the same thing to Miz, which I think is a little more realistic since Miz loses clean to more people than Orton does at WrestleMania, Miz versus Barrett, never been done before. It's perfect sense in my opinion. Would love to see that match go down.
Definitely, and they've got enough time to do it, which is the most important thing. I'm really looking forward to this week's Monday Night Raw just because it's so many things are going to go down. I just know it. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Extremely looking forward to it. They have a lot of potential with that show. That's what I was hoping for this past Monday Night on Raw. That's why I was a bit let down by it. That's why I thought it was a decent to okay show at best, but I think it was more the fact that it was leading into the upcoming edition of Monday Night Raw that has a lot of potential with the potential returns of Goldust, Chris Taker, the planning of the seeds for the matches at WrestleMania. All eyes are on Monday Night. Punk versus Cena, a match that we've seen another match we've seen a dozen times, but it's always great every single time we see it. That should be fantastic as well. Heyman and McMahon, obviously that's not going to be a five-star classic, but more the fact that Brock Lesnar is advertised for Monday's Raw, so I would not be surprised to see him appear on Monday's Raw. That would be great, planting the seeds for his feud with Triple H. As much as we don't want to see that match, it's happening. I'm going to deal with it. It's fine. As long as they don't, as long as they change up the build-up to the match, I think the build-up to last year's match is fine, but as long as they take a different approach and make it feel different, make it feel special, make it feel more special than the match at SummerSlam, I'd be completely content with that. And I would not be surprised to see that build for that match start on Monday as well, with both guys interfering in the fight on Monday night.
I agree. What I was going to say was, they can take a different, because, yeah, clearly we're going to see Lesnar and Triple H at Mania. And the match at SummerSlam was, I wouldn't say, it was good, just wasn't great. The build-up was great, though. But Clearly we're going to see Brock Lesnar return on Monday. Triple H, I don't think he's advertised, but I'm pretty sure he will be there. And what stipulation clearly it's going to be Lesnar and Triple H Mania. What route do you see them going in? Possibly a Hell in a Cell, or possibly no disqualification, last man standing?
Yeah, no holds barred, I think, is the best thing to do. I don't know if they didn't use a no holds barred match for SummerSlam, did they? Is this a straight up singles match?
Yeah, it was just a match, singles.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But they didn't break any rules per se, but they did kind of use of a hardcore rough style SummerSlam. So with that being said, a no holds barred match makes the most sense. I think it could be a better match at SummerSlam. And again, as you said, I completely agree. It was a good match at SummerSlam. It wasn't a great match, one of the matches of the year candidates, but I did enjoy it, and I think the rematch could be just as good. But if they change it up, the stipulation, and like you said, the build-up to that match at SummerSlam was fantastic. It was very well done. They dragged it over the course of 3 months, but they did it in small doses, which is why it didn't feel like overload. But with that being said, it also included Shawn Michaels. So with Shawn Michaels not around this time around, and I don't think he will be, I think Vince McMahon is kind of taking the role of Shawn Michaels this time around, being in Triple H's corner. So only time will tell as far as if he comes back or not. I highly doubt it. But even still, hopefully the build-up this time around is just as good, if not better, and I'd be completely content with that match. But as far as Rock and Cena goes, that's another rematch that we're getting. That build-up needs to be different. If we're just getting a straight-up singles match, which I have a very strong feeling that we are, the build-up to that match needs to be different than last year, because if they continue to cut the same crappy promos as they did in years past, as they did last year, I would not be okay with that at all. They need to make it more serious and get more of an edge to it in order for it to be feel different than it did last year.
I definitely agree, because I don't mind seeing Rock versus Cena again at Mania. It's just the point is, what more can they do to... What more build can they add to this feud? Because all the build was done last year. I mean,
exactly.
The build was
Punk add into it.
Yeah, exactly. The build was an entire year, they did everything they could in the year to build up this match, and they already have the match. I mean, what more can they do to add? What more build can they add to this to make us want to even see the match? Because I mean, clearly now the match is going to happen. If they add Punk into it, which remains to be seen, we'll know. I guarantee we'll know for sure by Monday. But yeah, Punk himself can add a lot to this feud that's going to progress over the next 6 weeks. Punk has a lot to say about The Rock. He has a lot to say about Cena. I mean, he's going to add a lot to this, which I think is why they need to put him in this feud come WrestleMania.
Completely agreed.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we are just about out of time. So thanks to everyone for listening. Do you guys have any more closing statements before we go off?
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you can find this podcast on Twitter at Spoilers Podcast on Twitter, and then you can email us spoilerspodcast@gmail.com. Find us at WrestleEnigma.com or ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. You can also download this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. So we've got a couple new outlets for you to download. You can find me on Twitter at SirBen_WE and find my writing at WrestleEnigma.com.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at SaveMotorSquad_GSM. Same thing for Tarot as well. Find me on Facebook just by searching Graham GSM Matthews. Like my Facebook page. Find me on Bleacher Report, Graham GSM Matthews. Listen to Save Us GSM, my other radio show, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 Central Time on PW247.net. Check out my YouTube page at TeddyDiBiase_9 and my website for all the WWE TNA rumors, recaps, and more. At nextowrestling.weebly.com, make sure you check out Spoilers every Thursday evening at 5:30 Eastern Time, 4:30 Central Time. Next week, we're going to be talking about everything from that week's Monday Night Raw to the fallout with Jack Swagger, everything along those lines in the world of wrestling. So we'll see you next week. Now enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
All right, take care.